You're tuned in to the Kojo Namdi Show on WAMU 88.5. Welcome. Later in the broadcast, we'll talk about what the Michigan star ratings really mean for those restaurants that were and were not anointed. But first, Virginia's online voter registration system crashed Monday, the last day to register to vote before November's election. A civil rights group has filed a lawsuit demanding the state extend its voter registration period. Joining us to discuss it is Kristen Clark, president of the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law. Kristen Clark, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Do we know how many people attempted to register on Monday in Virginia, the last day to do so for the upcoming November election?
We don't have that precise number, but what we do know from the state is that almost 39,000 people submitted a voter registration application at some point in 2 days leading up to the registration deadline. And so what that means is that this was a moment where people across Virginia were actively seeking to register to vote. The problem, however, is that many people encountered a barrier when the state system crashed, when the online registration portal went down. We heard from many of those people who were seeking to register to vote, and they went to the state's website. They were unsuccessful. They encountered an error message, and they were not able to register to vote. And this is problematic in our democracy in 2016. We need to ensure that all eligible people seeking to register and participate this election cycle are able to do so.
The Virginia rolled out its online registration system after the last presidential election in 2012. Previously, it was an entirely paper-based system. Presumably, the online system has allowed many more people to register efficiently and quickly, at least until Monday. Do you know the cause of this system failure?
We don't know what led the system to fail. And yes, Virginia is to be applauded for providing a way for people to get on to the rolls through an online system. But it's important that they be prepared for the traffic that we all know will come during a presidential election year. When you look at data that stretches back over the last several years, you see that registration really peaks in Virginia and all across our country during presidential election years. So states need to be prepared for the fact that eligible people in their states will endeavor to register to vote, and they may do so in the days leading up to the deadline. They may endeavor to do so on the day of the deadline.
And that's what a lot of people apparently did yesterday. They couldn't, so your organization filed this lawsuit. What are you asking the state to do, and what are the legal and civil rights issues here?
We are asking the state to extend the deadline for voter registration. We have sought a reopening and extension of the registration period for 72 hours. Our goal is to make sure that all eligible people in Virginia are given a full and fair opportunity to register to vote.
What are the civil rights issues here?
That people were denied the right to register and vote, and that the right to vote is an important right in our democracy today.
Election officials and Governor Terry McAuliffe's office both have said they do not have the authority to extend the deadline. Why not, and who does have that authority?
We understand that they deem this to be an issue controlled by statute and controlled by the Code of Virginia. But we believe that they do have a duty and obligation to make sure that residents are able to avail themselves of the opportunity to register and vote through the systems that they set up and maintain. I mean, these are people who were going to the state's own online portal seeking to register and vote, and they couldn't do so. We heard from voters who said, I've been trying for almost 6 hours here, and I've had no luck. I've been trying for 12 hours now, and I can't get into the site. And we heard from one person who said, I give up. This is not an outcome that we can tolerate in our democracy today. We're fighting to make sure that eligible people in Virginia get that chance to participate.
If the governor's office and others say they don't have the power, apparently that power rests with the General Assembly. Is this something you'd like to see the General Assembly take up?
We will wrestle these issues out in court if we need to, but we believe that the state, the commissioner of elections, bears responsibility for running and operating a registration process that works and that gives all eligible voters a fair and full opportunity.
Election day is less than 2 weeks away, and presumably registrars have to finalize their rolls. Time is of the essence. What's next for this lawsuit, and when is it going to happen?
We hope that this case remains on a fast track. We know time's of the essence. We know that there were people who were locked out who want to vote this election cycle. So we are pushing for swift relief for those people who are impacted and locked out in Virginia.
As we know, key parts of the Voting Rights Act of 1965 were struck down by the Supreme Court in 2013. Virginia, of course, being one of the states whose elections were under federal oversight because of past discrimination. Does that have any bearing on how this gets resolved?
Right, that we don't have a core provision of the Voting Rights Act in place this election cycle. It's unclear whether that provision could have prevented the problem that happened this week in Virginia when the online registration system crashed. But what we do know is that the Voting Rights Act is a law that was put in place to make sure that all eligible people can freely cast ballots, and that really is the goal underlying the lawsuit we filed last night. We want to make sure that all eligible people in Virginia, including African Americans and Latinos and other minority communities, are given a full and fair opportunity to register and vote and have their voices heard this election cycle.
Running out of time very quickly, but there's been a lot of talk by the Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump about widespread voter fraud. He's been encouraging voters to go in groups to quote-unquote watch the polls. That has election officials in Virginia concerned about voter intimidation. Some, like Prince William County's Electoral Board, considered a one-day ban on weapons at polling places. Are you hearing these concerns? Is your organization, the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights, under law planning to help address cases of voter intimidation?
We are very concerned about the intimidating effect that many of these statements might have on voters. We're worried about untrained poll watchers who may be out lurking at polls on election day. We're worried about law enforcement having an intimidating effect on voters. We will be out across the country on election day to make sure eligible voters can cast their ballots. We're running a hotline right now and through election day, 1-866-OUR-VOTE. And that is a number that people can use to call and report complaints. Our goal in all of the work that we do is to make sure that every American, every eligible American, is able to freely participate in our democracy.
Kristen Clark is president of the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law. We've planned to follow up with an entire show on this issue. But Kristen, thank you for the time being for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to The Kojo Namdi Show. And if you're already a member of WAMU 88.5, thank you for your support. If not, it's easy to give online at WAMU.org. Just click the donate button, and thanks.